Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Abraham Toro. Batting second. The center fielder, J.J. Bolte. Batting third. The designated hitter, Brent Rooker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Shailene Lyers. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Zach Geloff. Batting sixth. The first baseman, J.D. Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Max Schumann. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tyler Nevin. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Brett Harris. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mitch Spence. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Michael Garcia. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Witt. Batting third. The first baseman, Vinny Pasquantino. Batting fourth. The catcher, Salvador Perez. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Michael Massey. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Nelson Velasquez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, MJ Melendez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hunter Renfro. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Kyle Isbell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Cole Reagans. And now, play ball. Abraham Toro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Toro hits a line drive, base hit into center field. J.J. Bolte is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bolte hits a fly ball towards right. Renfro is there to make the catch. One out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rooker strikes out swinging. Two outs. Shailene Lyers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia strikes out swinging. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Witt hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Witt is safe at second with a double. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Witt moves to third. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasquantino strikes out swinging. Two outs. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perez hits a ball towards third. Harris can't make the play in time. Perez gets a base hit. Witt scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Force play challenged by KCR manager, Matt Quatrero. Original call overturned as shown. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Massey hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Perez moves to third. Nelson Velasquez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Velasquez hits a ground ball towards the mound. Spence throws to first, and Velasquez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shailene Lyers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Lyers is on with a walk. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Geloff strikes out swinging. One out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Melendez is safe at second with a double. Hunter Renfro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renfro hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Renfro is out. One out. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Isbell hits a line drive towards center. Balde makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Garcia is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schumann hits a fly ball towards right. Renfro is there to make the catch. One out. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Nevin hits a fly ball towards right. Renfro is there to make the catch. Two outs. Brett Harris is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harris strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Witt strikes out swinging. 1 out. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasquantino is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasquantino strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Massey is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Abraham Toro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Toro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Toro hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Toro is out. 1 out. JJ Balde is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Balde is 0 for 1 in the game. Balde hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Balde is safe at second with a double. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Langeliers is on with a walk. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geloff is 0 for 1 in the game. Geloff hits a fly ball towards center. Isbell makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Nelson Velasquez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Velasquez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velasquez hits a fly ball towards center. Balde makes the catch for the out. 1 out. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melendez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Melendez hits a pop-up near the plate. Langeliers makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hunter Renfro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Renfro is 0 for 1 in the game. Renfro hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Renfro is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Davis is out. One out. Max Schumann batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schumann is 0 for 1 in the game. Schumann hits a pop-up towards second. Massey makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nevin is 0 for 1 in the game. Nevin hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nevin is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Isbell is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Isbell is on with a walk. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Garcia is out. Isbell moves to second. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Witt hits a fly ball towards left. Toro makes the catch for the out. Two outs. TJ McFarland replaces Mitch Spence as pitcher. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pasquantino is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasquantino hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Pasquantino is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brett Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out swinging. One out. Abraham Toro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Toro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Toro hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Toro is out. Two outs. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bleday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bleday hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Garcia makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Austin Adams replaces TJ McFarland as pitcher. Salvador Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Perez is on with a walk. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Perez scores. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Nelson Velasquez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Velasquez is 0 for 2 in the game. Velasquez hits a fly ball towards center. Bleday makes the catch for the out. One out. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melendez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Melendez is on with a walk. Brandon Belak replaces Austin Adams as pitcher. Hunter Renfroe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Renfroe is 0 for 2 in the game. Renfroe hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Melendez moves to second. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Isbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Isbell hits a ground ball towards first. Davis throws to second to get Renfroe. Melendez moves to third. Isbell is on first. Two outs. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Melendez scores. Ispel scores. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Witt hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Balde is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rooker is 0 for 2 in the game. Rooker hits a fly ball towards right. Renfroe is there to make the catch. One out. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Langeliers is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Geloff is 0 for 2 in the game. Geloff strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasquantino is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasquantino softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Pasquantino is out. One out. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Perez is safe at second with a double. Michael Massey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Massey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Massey hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Perez moves to third. Nelson Velasquez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Velasquez is 0 for 3 in the game. Velasquez hits a fly ball towards right. Nevin is there to make the catch. 2 outs. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Melendez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melendez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Stratton replaces Cole Reagans as pitcher. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out swinging. 1 out. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schumann is 0 for 2 in the game. Schumann hits a fly ball towards right. Renfroe is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Tyler Nevin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nevin is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Nevin is on with a walk. Brett Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hunter Renfroe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Renfroe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Renfroe hits a fly ball towards left. Toro makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kyle Ispel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ispel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ispel hits a ball towards second. Geloff can't make the play in time. Ispel gets a base hit. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Langeliers makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Witt hits a ground ball towards second. Geloff has it and steps on second to get the force on Isbell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Sauer replaces Chris Stratton as pitcher. Freddie Fermin replaces Salvador Perez as catcher batting fourth. Abraham Toro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Toro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Toro hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bleday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. One out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rooker is 0-for-3 in the game. Rooker strikes out swinging. Two outs. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Langeliers hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. Toro scores. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Royals. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Geloff is 0-for-3 in the game. Geloff hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Geloff is out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.